Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Attorney General Eric Holder were in Mexico City today. They made the trip south to discuss the battle against Mexico's drug cartels. Mexico wants the U.S. to do more on its side of the border, especially when it comes to guns. The World's Lorne Madelon reports.
Holder and Napolitano came to Mexico to discuss a variety of security issues. The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution wasn't one of them. But at their first news conference in Mexico, that's what Mexican reporters asked about. Would the U.S. change the law to ban the sale of assault weapons, thousands of which end up in the hands of drug traffickers south of the border? Attorney General Holder's reply was negative.
The Obama administration respects the Supreme Court decision that has interpreted our Second Amendment. We do not believe, however, that that will interfere with our determination to work in stopping the flow of weapons into this country.
I agree.
Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano said there will be increased security at the border to prevent the flow of U.S. weapons into Mexico. And she said she wanted to take advantage of this moment, when there's heightened concern in both nations about drug-related violence, to increase cross-border cooperation. Her Mexican counterpart stayed with that theme.
La seguridad en ambos lados de la frontera, como es el tráfico de armas.
Internal Security Minister Fernando Gómez Mont said weapons smuggling into Mexico is compromising security in both countries. Mexican drug cartels are believed to be active in several U.S. states, including Arizona, which has reported a spike in kidnappings and other crimes attributed to the cartels. Both Mexican and U.S. officials say more meetings will be needed to better coordinate efforts. But for many Mexicans, the number one issue remains the relative freedom with which assault weapons can be purchased in the U.S. and smuggled into Mexico.
If the United States were to end the selling and export of assault weapons into Mexico, the U.S. would not only be helping itself, because we know the cartels are also using these weapons in the United States.
That's Mexican investigator Javier Solorzano. He says assault weapons bought in the U.S. are traced to at least 70% of the murders committed by Mexico's drug cartels. There were 6,200 such killings last year. Solorzano is skeptical that more talk between the two governments will do anything about that.
I do not see a move in the U.S. Congress to change the Second Amendment. And so, I wonder what will really happen with all these high-level meetings.
What is happening is that U.S. officials keep promising to do more to stop weapons from going south and drugs from flowing north. And Mexican officials keep stressing the point that responsibility for the drug violence is shared by the two countries. Here's how President Felipe Calderón put it in a BBC interview last week.
It is impossible to pass tons of drugs or cocaine to U.S. without some grade of complicity of some American authorities. There is traffic in Mexico because there is corruption in Mexico, and that is true. But with the same argument, if there is traffic in the United States, it is because there is some corruption in the United States.
Calderón will have a chance to discuss that further with President Obama when the two leaders meet in Mexico later this month. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Cuernavaca, Mexico.